I think the biggest issue is creation of jobs. And there's, and that can be, you can look at it in different mechanisms, but it's about creating good paying jobs to build up and reinvigorate our middle class.
I hate labels, but at the same time, we like to have things categorized. So are you a liberal? Are you a moderate? How do you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a person who's progressive and moves things forward.
Progressive is kind of a key word there.
Well, progressive in the sense that you're making progress. So, and there's people who I would see that as being opposed to reactionary. So I have a track record of working on projects, getting things done. I'm known as a no-nonsense person. Some people have said, Pam, D.C. needs you. So, you know, that's one of the major reasons I'm running.
Recently, you came out in favor of increasing the minimum wage, which is something that Mark Schauer has been campaigning on.
Yep.
Why is that important? And I assume that that doesn't make you friends with the Chamber of Commerce folks.
Well, probably not. But on the other hand, you know, Chamber of Commerce people also understand that I support infrastructure. So, and that's very business-friendly policy to have, is supporting our infrastructure. But as far as the minimum wage is concerned, is that there are too many people living in poverty. And just building up just the basic level of income just to meet necessities, I think, is essential.
There is the downside of that, and that is you run the risk of inflation and prices increasing for everyone because of increasing the minimum wage. We haven't seen an increase in the minimum wage. However, Michigan itself is a little above the federal minimum wage. Where do you strike the balance?
Well, people have to have enough income so they can go buy things. And I really don't think that the studies show that there's been an increase in the cost of products just because the minimum wage has been increased.
Let's talk about healthcare just a little bit, because Representative Wahlberg has repeatedly voted to kill the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Many Democrats running for Congress are avoiding that issue because there's a lot of controversy around it. It's not popular in some circles. What's your position on the Affordable Care Act?
I think there is room for improvement, that we really have to adjust the regulations that are called for there, but we need to be moving that forward. I think to repeal it puts you back where you're back to the position where insurance companies were controlling pre-existing conditions, children weren't covered, women were paying more for insurance, and we don't need to go back there. So we need, again, as I say, move forward, find the areas that have to be addressed, and then we correct them. That happens, I think, with a lot of major pieces of legislation.
You were a member of the Michigan legislature in the House of Representatives. You talk about reaching across the aisle, working with others, but we don't see much of that in Washington. And even some of the most well-meaning folks who go to Washington saying, I want to find compromise, find that there's no room for their kind of politics. So what makes you hopeful that if you get to Washington, you can make anything happen?
Yeah, but it can happen. And I think you saw that when people came together to start government up again after we had shut it down, although Congressman Wahlberg voted against restarting the government, that there are opportunities to do that. And I think just because somebody says it can't be done, I don't accept that.
Clearly, you believe you can do a better job than Tim Wahlberg representing the people of the 7th Congressional District, or you wouldn't be running.
Yeah.
What do you think you'd do differently than Representative Wahlberg?
Well, I think the congressman has a record, and this even dates back when he was in the state house, of voting no and basically just standing his ground. And I think he did that when he voted to shut down government. He said he has to stand his ground. I don't find that to be productive. I think it's costly, and it's not what the people want.
Much of your district is conservative. There are a lot of Tea Party activists in your district, in the 7th District. They like Tim Wahlberg. How much of a problem is that going to be for you? You're coming at this, as you said, with progressive ideas and a progressive notion. You're pro-choice. You're for expanding women's rights.
But I'm common sense. I'm about getting the job done. I think if you looked at the district that I ran in when I was in the House legislature, it was very much a similar district.
That was Western Washtenaw
Western
County.
Western Washtenaw County. The Dem base was less than 50%. I think it was like 47%, which matches the numbers for the 7th Congressional District. Many of the independent and moderate Republicans liked me, and they reelected me by an overwhelming majority of over 60% of the vote. And I believe that my kind of no-nonsense, let's get the job done, let's move this country forward, let's make government work for the people.
I was talking to one of the pundits recently, and they kind of felt like you had to be nuts to run for Congress right now. What's driving you? What's the motivation here?
Well, you know, for the last couple of years, I was working in China. So I got a whole different perspective of Michigan and the United States. And we have a lot of good product here. We have got a lot of good quality workers. And I don't think we're utilizing them properly. I don't think we're training our kids well enough to compete in the global economy. And there's so much opportunity here. I just want to make sure that's being done.
So we're going to assume that the U.S. House is going to be in Republican hands of the majority next term. You're going to have to work with Boehner or somebody like Boehner.
I'm from Cincinnati, so I can work with John Boehner. But I don't accept your assumption that it's going to be a Republican, continue to be a Republican majority. Hopefully, there are going to be other candidates like me out there, and we're going to make a change. And I think that's what the country is saying. They want a change.
So you're an optimist, too, it sounds
like. Of course.
What do you want people to know about this race and about your candidacy, above all else?
Well, basically, I'm one of them. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma. I've got three grandsons, because we have an infant grandson out in Washington. I have two grandsons here in Michigan. And I work for a living. I ran my own law practice, so I've been a small business person. My husband's run his own business for 30-plus years. So we've been there. You know, I did a lot of divorce work. I've worked with single moms. I've worked with domestic violence. And I've been there. I've experienced that. I ran my own business. I had my own job, and I wasn't always on the public dole.
What part of your past do you think makes you most qualified to be a member of Congress for Michigan?
You know, I had strong family values, and again, I see that as being key. And also seeing that when I was over in China, the family values are very strong there, and we need to be reinvigorating those family values. And that's what grandmas want. They want to see their grandkids go on and get a good job. They want to have the training. And so I think I had those core values from my parents. You know, my mom, although she stayed at home, had a college education. She had her own radio program, you know, way back in the late 30s, something like that. So, you know, she was kind of a pioneer herself. And, you know, my dad was a World War II veteran, and just kind of middle-class America. That's who I am.